Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. I do welcome you back to our continuing third season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. Our theme this season, once again, how to get long-lasting relief from your headaches and pain despite your doctor's recommendations. Today's topic, don't let your skepticism turn into bias. Don't let your skepticism turn into bias. Today's episode is very, very closely related to a previous episode entitled, What Kind of Doctor is Best for My Migraines and Headaches? You know, just a couple of short weeks ago, we discussed the topic of why your diagnosis may be a fraud. And in that episode, we discussed that much of the time, when you seek the advice, whether it's the advice of your family physician, the advice of a well-respected specialist, be it a headache specialist, a pain management specialist, a neurologist, much of the time, your diagnosis is not really a diagnosis at all. It's simply a regurgitation of your symptoms. In other words, we use the example, if you go to your doctor and say, I'm having this terrible pain in my back, and your doctor goes through a series of tests, evaluations, x-rays, examinations, and after this testing, your doctor diagnoses you with back pain. That's a regurgitation of your symptoms and not a true diagnosis. Once again, a true diagnosis is, what is it that's going on inside of your body right now that's causing you to have the headaches, that's causing you to have the pain? That would be a true diagnosis. So 2 weeks ago, we discussed why your diagnosis may be a fraud. And then last week, we discussed the topic, what kind of headache are you? And the whole purpose in that show was to help you understand that it really doesn't matter what kind of headache you are diagnosed with. In other words, are you diagnosed with tension headaches? Or have you been diagnosed with migraine-type headaches? Or cluster headaches? Or rebound headaches? Or daily persistent headaches? Too many types of headaches to name. It doesn't really seem to matter what kind of a headache you're diagnosed with. The treatment always seems to be the same. Drugs, drugs, and drugs. Now, whether those drugs are administered by pill form or by injection may vary depending on the specialist you see. But we determined with certainty. We know for a fact, it's proven, people do not have ongoing headaches of any kind because your body has a shortage of drugs. You do not need more drugs in your body to address the cause. So it's easy to find someone to treat your headaches, to treat your pain. It's easy to find someone to manage your migraines, to manage your condition. But certainly it makes more sense to you that if we find the real cause of the problem, if we can help you achieve and find a real, true diagnosis, if we can help you find what's going on in your body right now that's resulting in these headaches or pain, wouldn't that be a bigger step in obtaining a long-lasting solution rather than trying to find the next best drug? People are not healthier because they have more chemicals in their body. People are not healthier and happier because you take more drugs. Yet, we have accepted this as the norm in this country. and obviously other countries as well, but in the United States of America, we are here in the greater Kansas City area broadcasting right in the heart of the United States of America. And I see it each and every day, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and after nearly 21 years in private practice, decade after decade, it's sick and it's sad because we no longer have a healthcare system to take care of us. We don't have a system to keep us living symptom-free, healthy, and happy. We have a symptom treatment system. And you can name the symptom, whether it's headache, pain, numbness, tingling. We have a medicine for everything. So think of it this way. Sadly, many of our doctors are not specialists to help you diagnose your problem. They are not specialists to help you pinpoint the cause of your headaches and pain. They have become technicians that assess your symptoms and then give you the appropriate drug to cover your symptoms for a while or to attempt to mask your symptoms while the cause of the problem remains lurking in your body. How much sense does this make? But wait, there's more. We would all mostly agree with these statements. We know that medical doctors are trained to treat with medication. We know that physical therapists are trained to treat with physical therapy. We know that chiropractors are trained to treat with spinal adjustment. Everyone has their niche. Everyone has their specialty. Everyone has their small piece of the pie. The problem is, rarely, if ever, is there one magical kind of treatment alone that will fix the cause of your headaches and pain. Please listen closely. Rarely, if ever, is there one kind of treatment alone that will address the real true cause of your symptoms. So, here's what I want you to hear during today's episode. Don't let your skepticism turn into bias. Now, as most of you know, I've been a licensed practicing chiropractor by trade since early 1993. However, in my practice, we are not a general chiropractic clinic. There's nothing wrong with chiropractic care. I see my chiropractor periodically for a tune-up on my spine. I do the same with my dentist, with my family physician. It's how it's supposed to be. But we see people in this office day in and day out that have been going to their chiropractor for years on end. And by the way, nothing wrong with that. We should all continue to have regular checkups throughout our lifetimes. But to continue to return to any doctor of any specialty year after year with the same problem that keeps reoccurring is nuts. Here's kind of how I want you to think about this. Those of you that have had braces on your teeth, or have a family member or a friend that has had braces on their teeth, if someone wants their teeth straightened, you can have braces put on your teeth. And sure, your teeth aren't straightened overnight. It's a process. But as this process continues over time, each and every time your orthodontist adjusts or tightens your braces, doesn't that make your teeth just a little bit straighter each time? Until finally, the day has arrived. Your teeth are beautiful, they're straight, they're aligned exactly like you want. So the day has come to finally have your braces removed. And, you know, that's not the end of the process quite yet, because as most of you know, you're given a retainer. And just as the name implies, that retainer is designed to retain or keep your teeth in that new shape. So let me ask you this. If you or someone you care about had braces on their teeth for, oh, a year, 2 years, 3 years, and after that period of time, after going back to the orthodontist again and again, after having your braces adjusted and tightened time and time again, after going through the effort, the energy, spending the thousands of dollars, would you be happy if your teeth were just as crooked after that 2 or 3 years as they were when you started? Nobody would accept that as the norm. That's not okay. Yet, people continue to return to their doctors, their neurologists, their chiropractors, their therapists, time and time again, month after month, year after year, to have the exact same problem treated. Why do we accept that as the norm? If we interject a little bit of common sense, which, yes, as you've heard me say in episodes past, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of common sense in our healthcare system. So trying to use logic to answer these questions is sometimes difficult. But if we just use a little bit of common sense, who would accept going back to your doctor over and over, trying this treatment, trying that treatment, hoping you're going to get long-lasting relief without even knowing what you're trying to fix? How much sense does that make? So my question to you is this. Why do you accept that as the norm? Why is that okay with you? Let me throw out a couple of ideas here. Maybe, just maybe, it's because many of us are not given any other options. I mean, after all, if you seek the advice of your doctor that you know and trust, and your doctor sends you to a well-respected, well-known specialist, you trust, I trust, that I'm getting the best recommendations for my health. But here's the reality. You are only getting recommendations from that doctor or from that specialist that is within their, as we call it in healthcare, in their scope of practice. In other words, each type of doctor, each type of therapist is only trained to see your condition through their goggles, through their specialty. So as we've said before, if you seek the advice of a chiropractor for your headaches, for your migraines, for your pain, chances are you're going to get chiropractic spinal adjustment because that's what they're trained to do. If you seek the advice of a physical therapist for your headaches, for your pain, chances are you're going to get, you got it, physical therapy. If you seek the advice of a pain management specialist, as the name implies, they're going to attempt to manage your pain by means of drugs, usually, whether it's by injection or pill form or a combination of both. So each and every specialist, each and every type of doctor or therapist will only see your condition through their limited goggles. You've heard me call them specialty goggles. The problem is, we just established that rarely is there one type of treatment alone that will fix the true cause of your problem once and for all. Yet each specialist you go to is only looking at a few pieces of the puzzle, and they either haven't seen the other pieces or they're ignoring the other pieces of the puzzle. So we can't determine your true diagnosis. You cannot determine what's really going on that's causing your headaches, your migraines, your cluster headaches, your pain, by looking at it through those limited goggles, by only looking at a few of the puzzle pieces. It's absolutely critical that first, we have to have the puzzle pieces in order to put them together. Some examples of these puzzle pieces, examination findings. Maybe it's an examination of your brain, your spinal cord, your nerves, your muscles, your bones, your joints. MRIs, CAT scans, X-rays, blood tests, electronic nerve conduction testing, myograms. All of your test results and all of the findings from all of the doctors, therapists, and specialists you've seen are important puzzle pieces. But you know what the biggest piece of the puzzle and the absolute most important piece of the puzzle is? It's what you're feeling and what you're experiencing, because after all, you are the one living this. You are the foremost expert on your headaches. You are the foremost example on your pain. And it's important to take those puzzle pieces and put them together with all of the other pieces, the exam findings, so to speak, and find a doctor that can assemble all of these pieces together, that can look at your condition from a much broader perspective, not look at it from their particular specialty alone. So where does skepticism and bias come into this equation anyway? You thought I lost my train of thought, didn't you, there for a minute? Here's where it comes into play and is very significant. In this country especially, the United States of America, many people feel, unfortunately, that if you don't have the initials MD, medical doctor, if you don't have those magic initials behind your name, then you must not be a real doctor. Where does this bias come from? Well, it actually comes from the medical community itself. Now, don't get me wrong. In my practice, we see more people in this office that are referred from medical specialists than from anywhere else. We work very closely and intimately with your medical specialists for your benefit. That's how it's supposed to be. But the reality is, many years ago, decades ago, there was a large bias from the American Medical Association toward anything alternative. If it's not medicine, it's alternative. And this is where the bias started. We won't get into the legalities. There was a case in the Supreme Court. Nonetheless, you can research that if you so desire. My point is this. Bias from the medical community toward anything other than medicine and drugs started decades ago. Here's the great news. It's not near as prevalent as it used to be, because as our medical doctors are graduating and being trained, working together with other specialists is becoming more and more accepted. And once again, we say it each and every week. Isn't that how it's supposed to be? Aren't all of these doctors supposed to be working together for your benefit? That's how it's supposed to be. Unfortunately, many people, I hate to say it, much of the time, at the advice of their medical doctor, will not seek care anywhere else. So digest this just for a moment. You are not having headaches, migraines, or pain because you need more drugs in your body. That is not the cause. Number two, many people will not seek what your medical doctor calls alternative treatment. Drugs have become the only solution. Injections, pills, and you know what? If the medication doesn't work, let's cut some parts out of your body. Maybe you have too many parts. Once again, there is no logic in those recommendations. You are not having migraines, headaches, pain because you need more drugs, and you are not having headaches, migraines, or pain because you have too many body parts and you need to see a surgeon to take those parts out. Knock it off already. Use a little bit of common sense. Now, let me tell you this. I am a huge skeptic by nature. There are too many claims of miraculous cures that are simply untrue. My office here in the greater Kansas City area, Headache Relief at Last, is a research-based multi-specialty practice. Opinions mean little because every doctor has an opinion. My opinion doesn't mean anything unless it's based on some kind of objective proven fact. So it is healthy. It is a great idea to have some degree of skepticism. However, you should have that skepticism when you visit your medical doctor. You should have that skepticism when you visit your chiropractor, when you visit your neurologist, your orthopedist, your pain specialist. You should have healthy skepticism no matter what kind of doctor you're seeking the advice from. Use the common sense rule. This is a perfect time for me to remind you of the two basic questions that we talked about in recent weeks. If you didn't write these down last week or the week before, please do it today. It doesn't matter if you're seeking the advice from your family physician, from your chiropractor, from your dentist, from your proctologist, from your OBGYN, from a neurologist. It doesn't matter what kind of doctor or specialist you are seeking advice from. You must ask and get an appropriate answer to these two questions. Number one, do you know with certainty what's going on inside of my body that's causing me to have these symptoms? Do you know with certainty what's going on inside of my body that's causing me to have these symptoms? Once again, what is that? It's a diagnosis. And question number two, if we are, that is you and your doctor, if we are 100% certain that we know what is going on in my body that is causing these symptoms, is the treatment you're recommending really going to fix the cause of the problem? Or is this just a temporary cover-up at best? If we're 100% certain what's going on inside of my body that's causing me to have these symptoms, is the treatment you're recommending really going to address the true cause of the problem? Or is this just a temporary cover-up at best? These two questions are a constant. These are a mainstay. You must ask and receive an appropriate answer to these questions before proceeding. Otherwise, you are experimenting with your health. You have become the guinea pig. Do you know how many times a day, how many times a week, how many times a month I talk to people here in my office? And one of the first questions I ask about their condition is, what have you been told is your diagnosis? In other words, what have you been told is going on inside of your body that is causing you to feel this problem? And shockingly, 80+% of the time, well in excess of 80% of the time, the answer is, you guessed it, they don't know, or I don't know. And that is not all right. It is not okay for us to accept, I'm not sure, but try this out and I hope it helps you. Don't accept it any longer. So multiple specialists all working together, each evaluating the pieces of the puzzle, and then putting these pieces together and looking at the whole picture is the way to go. That is the way that you are going to help find the real true cause of your symptoms and get an appropriate, customized, personalized care plan that actually addresses the cause and isn't just a temporary symptom cover-up. Are you following me? So let me say this, and I want to say this just directly. If you are letting bias determine what kind of doctor or specialist you should see, it is a huge mistake. Let me say it again. This is the gist that I want you to get today. Being biased when seeking the advice of a healthcare specialist or doctor is a huge mistake, because there rarely is one kind of treatment or specialty alone that's going to fix your problem. It's absolutely essential that you find each and every puzzle piece and find the appropriate specialists that will help you put the pieces together so you get an accurate diagnosis and you get a customized plan to fix the problem. It's as simple as that. When we talk next week, Tuesday at noon, Central, here on Blog Talk Radio, our topic next week is what you've been told may be a lie. What you've been told about your headaches, your migraines, your ongoing pain may be a lie. Please, you cannot miss this episode. We talk many, many times. There is no way in a 30-minute program, in a 60-minute program, in a two-hour broadcast to answer every question and ensure that you've received all the pieces of the puzzle. It just can't be done. So, please, each and every week we want to add pieces to the puzzle. And then when we have the puzzle pieces for you, then and only then can we begin assembling those. So I encourage you, I invite you to join us next week for what you've been told may be a lie here in our third season of What Your Doctor Won't Tell You. So be skeptical, no matter what kind of doctor you're seeing, but at the same time, be open, because it's up to you and you alone to make sure that we're gathering each puzzle piece and that we're assembling these pieces together to get an accurate diagnosis, to know for certain once and for all what is going on in your body that is resulting in these symptoms. As I say each and every week, I cannot thank you enough for your continuing listenership, your support, your referrals to our practice here in Kansas City. I'll tell you what, it's all about solutions, and that's all that really matters. We say it each and every week. If we can add pieces to the puzzle for you and move you in a direction toward finally finding and fixing the cause of the problem once and for all, that's all that really matters. I do want your questions. I do want your comments. You can send those directly to me at drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. drscottcanhelp@gmail.com. Thank you kindly. I appreciate your listenership. I look forward to seeing you again next Tuesday at noon Central, blogtalkradio.com. And here it is, The information presented in this broadcast has been provided solely for educational and entertainment purposes. It is not intended to substitute for the advice of your personal trusted physician and healthcare provider. Thanks again for listening.